FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Christian Stanfill, The Stan. That's with passion. Before that, Francesca Battistelli's Angel by Your Side. Good morning at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday to you. You can start your Sundays with praise and worship on WJTL. Christy Lee has a playlist filled with new songs, congregational favorites, special themes. She does such a great job on Sunday mornings with her praise and worship show from 6 to 10. You can also keep up through the week by following WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook and Instagram or at Christy's blog at WJTL.com. Also keep up through the week. We always do a worship song of the day, and that's coming up the end of this hour at around 7:50, so stay with us.
Joining us on the phone from Wild Heart, the director, Tannen Herman. We're going to talk about Love the Hills Summer Project. Good morning, Tannen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Just friends and family who are listening, everybody who's here in the Central P area, which is our new home, so we're happy to be here.
And since we talked to you last, I understand you've had a baby.
Yay!
Yeah. In February, I welcomed my third little girl. I am a girl dad, so Aaliyah.
Outnumbered. Nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm swimming in an ocean of estrogen around here.
Congratulations. That is awesome. Tell us a little bit about Love the Hill, what you guys have been doing there in the Harrisburg area.
Yeah, so about 10 years ago now, God asked my wife and I if we would leave everything and everyone that we knew and move to Harrisburg, of all places. And both of us had spent most of our lives traveling the globe, doing missions work, stuff overseas, and we were honestly shocked to see how many similarities we were observing in our new home here in Allison Hill, which is in the poorest area of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I mean, so we're talking mountains of trash, high crime, widespread poverty, all those things. And we knew when we moved here that God had placed us here to share his love, but the big thing is we didn't really know exactly how. And so after a few years of praying, and we're talking lots of prayer, and connecting with our neighbors, we felt like God spoke to us and said the answer to our prayers would be found in serving our neighbors. And that looked like beginning the process of cleaning things up and picking up trash. And so in a nutshell, here we are now 4 years later, and we are going into our fifth year of what we call our Love the Hill Summer Project. And at this point, we've now cleaned up 52 blocks of our neighborhood, wow, removing nearly 2 million pounds of trash. We've seen the crime rate get cut in half. And, you know, of course, the best part of all of it is we've just seen the love of Jesus crashing into people's hearts and their homes right there on the front porch as they're participating in this effort of seeing an entire community changed by the love and the hope of Jesus. It's just incredible.
Wow. That's incredible.
Tell us more about the summer project and why it's important and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so I think why it's especially important for those of us today is 2020 was a crazy year for all of us, mm-hmm, and perhaps one of the most painful parts, aside from COVID and the losses that we all experienced, was we became face-to-face with the issue that racial injustice is still a real thing in our nation. And I think probably the hardest part for a lot of us is knowing what is our role in that. How can we connect to being a part of that solution? And we live right in the middle of that reality here in Allison Hill. And the work that we're doing is directly affecting individuals who have been experiencing poverty and racial inequity and just need to know that Jesus has not forgotten about them. And so the best way to do that is by showing up and being that face and saying, we're here and we have not forgotten you.
Wow. I know that we will talk to you more about how our listeners can get involved. In the meantime, can they visit you online?
Oh, absolutely. You can check us out, lovethehillpa.com.
Tannen's going to stay with us. He'll talk to us again coming up in about 10 minutes or so. So stick around for that. Also,